My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Don't ever let nobody tell you that you will not amount to a hill of beans. Oh yeah, I know y'all have heard those phrases. Praise God, when they start telling you that you are this and you are that, you tell them, say, I'm sorry. Maybe you don't know. I'm hid with Christ in God. Praise God. I am somebody. My life has value. Praise God. I am somebody, and I'm going to go somewhere. Praise God. So not only does it gives us a new view. Not only does it give us a new value. Praise God. You see a life that is hid in God, in Christ, with God. That is a life of value. You may not have a nickel in your pocket. May not have a dime in the bank. But guess what? You are somebody. Because you are in Christ Jesus. Finally, we look at that last verse. Praise God. It's this new life with Christ. It gives us a new verdict. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
There's a new verdict. Let me show you the verdict. Look at verse 4. It says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Look at here. You see, the verdict is victory. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, the verdict is victory. Pray about it, say, well, how in the world do you get victory out of you? See, victory is seen in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. I know y'all remember 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Praise God. When Christ conquered death. Praise God. Praise God. When he rose from the grave, praise God, he had resurrection victory. And praise God. The same verdict is for you and I. Praise God. Because he got up. Guess what? I'm going to get up. I am so confident about that. I am so confident about that this morning. Praise God, that I know beyond a reasonable shadow of doubt that if I were to drop dead right now, the Bible tells me that absent from this body, guess where? I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, that means that I'm dead. But I'm still living. He said he's dead. He's standing up there talking to me. God has given us the opportunity while we are yet alive, praise God, so that we can tell men, women, boys, and girls that the wages of sin is death, that the gift of God is eternal life. I believe the Apostle Paul said that. I believe in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Somebody get it for me real quick. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ who lives on the inside of me. And the life that I now live. That's all Paul was saying. And that's what you ought to be saying. That I've been crucified with Christ. That means that I've been killed with him. When he died, I died. Praise God. And since the fact that he resurrected to a new life. You see, when Jesus laid down his life, that was his old life. Praise God. He arose to a new life. Why here? Don't you touch me. we too are going to get up. That's the verdict. The verdict is the victory. We are going to have the victory. In fact, you want me to tell you something that's going to help you right now? You already got the victory. You already have. If you have truly given your life to Jesus Christ, you got the victory. You got the, I don't care what nobody say. And don't you be persuaded by I don't care what persuasion or somebody come along and try to tell you something any different. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, if you have already given your life to Christ, praise God, you are going to get up. That's going to be a resurrection day. Just like Jesus Christ got up. You are going to get up. You are going to be victorious. Just as sure as they whipped his back with that cat of a nine-tailed whip. Just as sure as they marched him up a hill called Calvary. Just as sure as they stretched him out and drove those nails through his hand and his feet. Just as sure as they took that cross and put it in the ground. Just as sure as he locked his head into his shoulders and gave up the ghost. Just as sure as they took him down off of that cross and put him in a grave. Just as sure as he stayed there 3 days and three nights. And on that early one Sunday morning, he got up. He got up victorious. That was the verdict. That was his verdict, and that will be your verdict. Don't you let nobody ever tell you that you got to do this to be saved. Don't you let nobody tell you you got to do that to be saved. Don't you let nobody tell you you got to go to that church to be saved. Don't you let nobody tell you you got to wear that to be saved. Praise God. You, if you have given your life to Christ, you should already start looking at things from a new view. You should know that you have new value. And you definitely ought to know that you have a verdict. And that verdict is that you are going to rise just like Jesus rose, just like Jesus got up. That was a songwriter named Eugene Bartlett. I love the words of the song that Eugene Bartlett writes. Listen at these words. He said, I heard an old story, how our Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin, and I won the victory. Now you know the chorus. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me, and he brought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I know it, and all my love is due him. He plunged me into victory through his redeeming blood. Praise God. I'm trying to tell somebody today, there is new life with Christ. I want these candidates, those who were baptized today, to know that there is new life with Christ. Your life is no longer the same. You might say, well, I felt the same way when I got out of that water when I went in there. But praise God, just by the sheer fact that you all went in and you were obedient to his word. Praise God. That's why I always try to tell the church, praise God, it's our responsibility to wrap our loving arms around these people, these youngsters. And save to the uttermost. And praise God. And I'm like the Apostle Paul. if he can save a wretch like me, praise God, I know what he can do for other people. Praise God. There might be somebody here this morning. There might be somebody here today. You have not gotten up to this new life with Christ. From a new view. You don't have a new view. Feel that you have new value. And you are not even sure that you have a new verdict. If you are in here today, I'm going to ask that you come. While the blood is running warm in your veins, the God that I serve, this God that I get up and I sing about, this God that I preach about, this God that I teach about, praise God, I know that he is a transforming God. Somebody say, how you know? He transformed my life. Guess what? Every last one of us in here is a used to be. At least I hope so. See, I used to be a drinker.
Falling in love.
I used to be
with either.
Someone that used some of those.
Falling in love.
Them words.
With Jesus,
but I had
falling
to ask God,
in love with Jesus. It was the best thing I ever done.
Don't owe me no orange juice, even though I drink it every Sunday. But he doesn't owe me.
Falling in love.
Combined together.
With Jesus.
And I had to ask God to take that taste
falling
away from
in
me.
Love with Jesus.
Oh, I'm talking to somebody today. And ask the Lord to take that taste away from me.
Was the
praise
best
God, if you're
thing
a dope,
I've
praise
ever,
God, all you gotta do is ask him,
ever
take
done.
It away. Praise God, I'm just trying to tell you, I know the God that I serve.
In his arms,
if you got one of those,
I feel protected.
If come out of your mouth,
in his arms,
ask the Lord to
never
take it away.
Disconnected.
Place I'd rather be.